Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy Easter to all those who are tuning in this morning. Easter, historically, one of my favorite holidays. Definitely an Easter I think we'll all remember in a different way, right? Frankly, I can't remember an Easter without an Easter Mass, followed by a large family gathering, an Easter feast, egg hunt with the kids, the nieces, the nephews. Nope, this will be an Easter that we all remember in a different way. So welcome to another real estate strategy segment during week five of the Corona economy. I'm coming at you live from deep in my Corona-free underground bunker here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, my friends. I hope each of you is safe and sound and keeping yourself entertained, frankly, and your mind sharp as we're all shut-ins, right? I hope you're getting out and getting some sunshine and some vitamin D. Today's Easter show, I look to deliver a message of perseverance and a message of hope. Essentially, perseverance to ride out this stay-at-home mandate, right? Until we can all get back to some somewhat normal daily routine and hope. And this is where I'm going. If you're a stock market investor, okay, that is, let me put it a different way. If that's where you bank your wealth, and let's even say you're married and have children, so essentially where you bank your family's wealth, my hope for you is that now you will understand why we invest in real estate and not the stock market. My hope is that you too will learn. Take the time now, right? We have all this time. Take the time to get educated. And I hope that you'll learn, educate yourself, and that you'll also begin to invest in real estate, right? Put your financial future, your financial freedom into a stable asset, a stable house of bricks, so to speak. Because it's times like this that we really appreciate real estate the most, right? And I'm not talking about commercial real estate or land or anything like that. We've got a model that we follow. I'm talking about stable, functional housing, right? Both single family homes and apartment communities, working class housing. That's the model we follow. And I'm going to peel that back in today's show. And I hope you pick up some of this. I hope I draw the reasons why to the light in today's show. So each week it seems we hit some new grim milestones, right? We have, over 500,000 confirmed cases of COVID, Wuhan, Corona, whatever you want to call it, here in the United States. A big part of that testing continues. We're testing way more than any other country. We have the means to test. I can literally see there may be a Corona test that's mandated for everybody, right? Kind of like the polio vaccine or something along those lines. I can see that happening. Another 6 million people filed for unemployment last week. That's 17 million people in just 3 weeks. Honestly, I'll tell you this. I think that $17 million number is 17 million people. I think the unemployment number is higher than that. And I'm imagining there's probably a lot of people that haven't been able to even get through to the caseworkers or whoever's at the unemployment office to file for unemployment. I can imagine the phones are probably ringing off the hook. The emails are jammed up. There's only so many people to work. And I'm imagining just this huge influx of folks. A lot of them probably haven't even been able to file for unemployment. So I'm telling you, I think the number's much higher than that. And we'll see another big number next week. There may be some good news on the horizon. The president put together a task force. He's looking to get us back to work soon. Governor Abbott is looking to do the same. Hopefully we can come out of this May 1st with, you know, somewhat with a plan of action, right? That's all we can really look for. There's news coming out that many people have probably already had this COVID corona Wuhan flu and may have gone right through it, not even known it. Social distancing seems to work. Let's keep that up. And another trend, it's a gruesome trend, but the deaths seem to be declining, the death rate. Let's pray on Easter that that trend continues. But what is this? What does all this news mean for people financially? I did a show about a year ago on how real estate is safer and more predictable than the stock market and much, much better returns. You can find that show on the podcast, or you can find it at our website, Lifestyles Unlimited, and find it there. That show was obviously done in a different economic world, right? It was only a year ago, but it was a completely different economy and completely different financial outlook. Times were good, right? Well, we're going to revisit parts of that show today because, look, we may be... there's no may about it. We're in a recession, but the same points to owning real estate are the same. The dynamics have not changed, okay? Real estate is the financial rock that never wavers. And I'm talking, again, investment-grade functional housing using our model. But this pandemic, my friends, this is going to crush people financially, right? Folks whose financial model, their financial wealth was essentially a house of straw or a house of sticks. It's getting blown down as we speak and on a scale much greater than the meltdown in 2008. It's starting right now. Now, when is this economy, when it comes back, there's people out there that are saying, oh, it's gonna snap back like a V, right? If you look at the economic downturn on a graph, boom, straight down, folks, there's some people out there that say, oh, it's going to be a V. It's going to come straight back up. It's not going to come straight back up, my friends. Most likely, it's going to be a slow uptick, what they call an L curve. My name is Mike Harrison. We're going to continue talking about why real estate is the financial rock during times like this. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back in a moment.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to this special Easter edition of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today I want to ask you, what is your financial home built of? Do you have a financial home built of brick and stone, or is your financial home made of sticks and straw? Because there's a storm coming, my friends. There's a storm coming. It's a recession. Essentially, the big bad wolf, right? And is he going to blow your financial house down, or is your house going to be able to withstand these winds? I'm going to throw our number out. If you've got any questions on real estate investing, give us a call, 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So we have 17 million unemployed as of last week. I believe those numbers are much higher. Some businesses flat out will not return, okay? When we come out of this, there's a lot of businesses that aren't going to make it, sadly. Some that do make it are going to be, they're not going to be staffed the same. And many may even have to change their protocols, right? They may have to change their way of doing business in such a way that makes them less profitable. And ultimately, they'll flounder along and ultimately fail months from now, years from now. The death blow for some businesses has already been delivered. They just don't know it yet. But I'm not here to preach doom and gloom on Easter. I'm here to talk about perseverance and hope. Because it's times like this, my friends, it's the rough waters that we appreciate real estate the most, okay? Real estate is a financial foundation that can and will withstand the test of time, okay? And that storm today is COVID, but it'll weather recessions, right? We've gone through recessions. Lifestyles Unlimited's been around 30 years. We've seen several recessions, okay? This company was started, this education and mentoring group was started because Del Walmsley went through Black Monday and lost 40-50% of his net worth overnight, okay? So he went to a financial house, essentially, was made of brick and straw, and he built a house out of brick. And he can withstand whatever comes, right? Recessions, wars, market crashes, dot-com bubbles, terrorist actions, whatever financial crisis is there. Because today it's an epidemic or a pandemic. 3 years from now, it's going to be something else. 5 years, 10 years from now, it's going to be something else. And what asset class can you essentially build, right? What asset class is built brick? Literally, well, that's functional housing, right? Single family housing, apartment communities, investment grade real estate, following our model. Real estate is in good times, it's a great provider. In bad times, it's as solid as the Rock of Gibraltar, okay? So I'm throwing out essentially an analogy there because a lot of people have such, they have short memories, okay? People were hurt in 2008, 2010. What do? They went right back to the stock market. And where are they today? They're getting hurt again. And why people continue to go back to invest in something, to put their family's wealth, to put their wealth, to put their retirement back into something, it's almost an abusive relationship, right? You go through a toxic relationship and one person says, I'm out of here. This is really bad. This is unhealthy. And then 6 months later, they're back together. That's the stock market. Okay. I want you to not have a house of straw that gets blown down every time something, I mean, this is what we're going through right now is different than anything we've ever seen, but essentially it's another recession. Okay. And if you're an investor in the stock market, you're suffering right now, and I don't want that for you. I want you to come out of this and build that financial house out of brick, right? Build it out of brick, because imagine it like this. I'm hitting all around the fable, The Three Little Pigs comes to mind, right? We all know that story. Maybe some of you young kids don't that grew up on the iPhone, if you're listening, some of you younger folks, but most of us grew up. And there's the fable about the three little pigs. It's been in Western culture for hundreds of years. But essentially, the first pig goes out and builds the house of straw, and the wolf blows the house down and devours him. And then the second pig goes out and builds a house of sticks, and the wolf also blows that house down and devours that pig. Well, the third pig builds his out of brick, right? And when the wolf comes to blow the house down, he can't. And eventually the wolf comes down the chimney, the pig traps him in a pot of boiling water, and the pig eats the wolf. Well, my friends, I want you to think of the wolf as essentially, today it's the pandemic, right? Or it's any recession, fill in the blank, financial meltdown, what have you. And I want to think of, you know, in this parable, I want you to think of the houses that the pigs built as your wealth, right? That's your investments, your assets, whatever. Is your wealth in the proverbial straw house or stick house, or is it made of bricks, right? Will the wolf eat you, or will you eat the wolf? See, the reasons we invest in real estate don't change just because of a recession. What changes is the opportunities, okay? During a recession, what happens? People lose jobs, there's layoffs, businesses close, people are going to have to sell their homes, they're going to have to move, there's going to be an uptick in people looking to rent homes because they have to. Everyone needs a place to live. That's the beauty of functional real estate, functional housing, right? Everything's fixed, rehabbed, a nice place for a great family to live or a great individual to live. That's what we do, okay? So there's going to be more demand for what we do during the downtimes. Think about people on fixed incomes or some folks out there that rely on, that, you know, they saved up a bag of money, right? The conventional wisdom world says save, 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 save. And when you get to a certain point, you can retire. What about the people that have retired and suddenly, bam, 20, 30% of their nest egg, of their net worth is gone? What's those people now suddenly have a bleaker retirement. They're trapped. Okay. They may be forced to sell their homes. So people are going to sell houses. Demand for rental properties is going to increase. Apartment communities. Look, those apartment communities that were mismanaged prior to this virus or over leveraged, they're going to sell. So what changes during the recession is the opportunity. We're going to come back in the third segment after this quick break, and we're going to talk about specific reasons why we invest in real estate. My name is Mike Harrison, special Easter edition of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'll be right back in a moment.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. Today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, I look to extend a message today of, first and foremost, perseverance. Look, we'll get through this, okay? We will get through this quicker than you think. I don't know when the economy will come back. This recession is going to be with us for quite some time. But we're going to get out, and we're going to get back to a normal life soon. So persevere, my friends. And a message of hope, okay? And my hope is this, that if you're a stock market investor, and look, last time the market crashed in 08 through 2010, I was there, friends. I was right in the middle of it, and it was my family's wealth, right? It was our retirement. We got cleaned out. That's what led me to real estate, okay? So here I am, 10 years later, things are a little different. And my hope is that if you had a financial house of straw or a financial house of sticks in the stock market, like I did, and now the winds, the big bad wolf is blowing your financial house down. My hope is that you'll take this time to hear the message that real estate is a rock. It is times like this that we appreciate real estate more than ever. My hope is that you'll take the time to get educated. And later on in the show, we do have a special offer for our membership in Lifestyles Unlimited. We've got a promo right now, and I believe it's only $197 a year, something like that. It's normally $740. But continue, stay with me and listen for the show, and I'll give you the promo code and where to go to take advantage of that. But my hope is get educated, understand what we're doing, build that financial house out of brick instead of straw so that the next time this happens, and it will, again, I know there's a ton of you that's going to go right back and put your money back in the market. That's just the conventional way, and that's what you do, and you're going to get your house blown down again down the road, because today it's the pandemic, and tomorrow it'll be something else, okay? So let's go into some specific reasons on why we invest in real estate instead of the stock market or other avenues. First and foremost, in a nutshell, my friends, it's the large returns that we get. Okay, that's the primary reason. We make more than we ever could in the stock market. And I'll give you an example. Let me just talk about passive income. Okay, that's one way. But passive income, the deals I'm seeing that came across my desk just last week were 12 to 20% cash on cash return in passive income. What does that look like? Let me break it down. Let's say you took $30,000 and purchased one of a 322, right? Single family home, three bedroom, two bath, two car garage to turn it into a rental property using our model. Well, at 15% cash on cash return, that would provide for you $375 a month, right? $4,500 a year divided by 12, that's $375 a month. Most of the deals we do will average $400 per home. Okay, that seems to be the average. That's month in, month out of passive income. That's a 15% return. Okay, where are you getting that? Where can you get that in the market? You can't, especially not now. So that's just one way, because for instance, and we've done shows on it, but you don't get passive income from the stock market. Are there dividend stocks? Sure, but it's not to the tune of 12 to 20%. And that's just deals that I saw coming across, not even looking, okay? Second reason, tax advantages. Let's talk about that $375 to $400 per month. Well, how would you like that tax-free? If you set it up right, it will be. You see, we depreciate everything. Rental property is a business. And when you own a business, guess what? There's a whole different set of tax laws for businesses than there are for individuals. So everything is a write-off. Everything. The interest expense associated with a loan, write-off. Property taxes, write-off. Every business expense, the rehab, the repair that went into the property, write-off. You can need to put a new fence in, write-off. Everything. Your laptop computer to run your business, write-off. Okay. Yes, you need a tax professional, very important, but who cares? If you got to pay somebody, an expert, and I highly recommend you do when you own rental property, who cares? Because your returns are so great. Yes, you'll gladly pay for professional tax help. Let's talk about another reason, leverage. Okay, we use leverage on every property we purchase. So let me break that down. We use leverage for a reason, and it's essentially, it has to do with the appreciation of the property. And if I lose some of you here, please shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I'll be happy to explain it further there. But we'll take, and we put down a portion of the loan, right, that needed to get the loan, a portion of the cost of the home. And I'm not going to go into the equity capture and all that right now, but we come out of this property when it's stabilized with about 25 to 30% equity, okay? We're using leverage, so the bank essentially owns the other 70% of the property. But when that property appreciates, we get 100% percent of the appreciation. Okay. Imagine you're a stock market investor. Can you own a third of a share of a stock, right? 25 to 30%, a quarter or a third of a share of a stock, and yet get that 100% return of that stock or mutual fund? No, there's no such thing. It's impossible. It just doesn't happen. Let me say it a different way. Let's imagine a $200,000 property, a rent home valued at $200,000, and you have 30% equity in the home. Okay, so essentially you have $60,000 in the home. That's your money, okay? 30% of $200,000 is $60,000. And let's say the home appreciates, and I'll be real conservative here, 5% in 1 year, okay? 5% of $200,000 is $10,000, right? But you only have $60,000 in the deal. Was that a 5% return? No, $10,000 return on $60,000 investment, that's a 16.6 return, my friends, not 5, because you got the value of the appreciation of the entire asset. That's why we leverage each deal. So you made $60,000. Now, is that in the form of cash? No, not at this time. You'll convert it at a later rate. But it's in the form of brick and mortar. That home next year is now worth $210,000. Add another 5% appreciation. Add another, boom, year in and year out. Okay? And again, I'm being very conservative. Very conservative. Imagine if you had 5 or 10 of those making that appreciation each and every year. Do you see why we like real estate much more than the stock market? Now, let's take it a step further. Let's imagine an apartment community, a $10 million apartment community. And yes, we buy these, my friends. We have lead investors and we get a group of folks together. We put together a deal, a syndication with passive investors, but a $10 million apartment community, 25% equity out of pocket, right? The investment's about $2.5 million. Let's take that same 5% appreciation on the $10 million apartment community. What is that? 5% of 10 million? My friends, that's $500,000, $500,000. Yet you're only invested in the deal for 2.5 million. That is a 25% return in 1 year just from appreciation. I hope you're starting to see why we understand and why I hope you're starting to understand why real estate is the brick house of assets, my friends. That's just a couple of the reasons, but there's more to come. After this short break, we'll be right back on this Easter edition. My name is Mike Harrison.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to this special Easter edition of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today, we're talking about the winds of recession are here. The big bad wolf, right? Standing on our doorstep. His name is COVID-19 recession. And is your house made of straw? Is your house made of sticks? Or is your financial house made of bricks? And will you survive the storm? My friends, will the wolf eat you or will you eat the wolf? Well, for us real estate investors, we're going to eat some wolf. in the very, very short term. Okay, next week's show, quick reminder, this is our last segment. We're going to do a show next week on property taxes, okay? The way to protest property taxes, essentially, is what we're going to talk about. There's been some changes to how that is going to be managed at the county level, and so we're going to talk about that specifically. You cannot protest in person anymore as a result of the social distancing and the COVID virus. So there's been some changes as to how that's being done. And also the dates for protesting your property tax have been pushed back. So you'll want to tune in next week. And just throw this out there, as real estate investors, we protest the taxes on every one of our properties every year. Okay, it's just something that we do. And so I want to talk about that so that you understand. Okay, you're at home, we're all shut in, we're having to abide by these mandates for now. Why not take the time and get educated? And you can do that online. You can start with our free workshop online. You actually go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Why would you not do that now? We used to have to do that where we would set it up all over the country and you would go live in person. Well, we're having to adjust as well. So we have it on live stream, free workshop live stream. The next one is April 14th, 8:30 p.m., April 17th, 12 noon, April 21st, 6:30, and April 23rd, 8:30. Why would you not take this time to at least understand what we do, how we make money five ways in real estate, why we invest in real estate, right? Very similar to the topic that we're talking about in today's show. If you would like to go straight and join Lifestyles Unlimited and attend our two-day seminar, you can do that at financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Are you starting to see the theme there? At financialfreedomlivestream.com, you can join Lifestyles Unlimited. Our typical annual cost as a member for our education and mentoring program is $740. We've taken that down to $197 right now, okay? Promo code is SAVEBIG, S-A-V-E-B-I-G, $197. If you know me, I divide everything into 12 months, right? So I can see what it costs monthly. That's $17 a month, okay? $17. And that you have full access to all of our benefits there. So that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. If you missed that, shoot me an email and I'll be happy to send that out to you. Let's talk about another golden opportunity right now as a result of the coronavirus and the CARES Act that was signed. You may not realize this, and you'll want to consult your CPA for further information, but right now you can take up to $100,000 out of your 401k or your IRA penalty-free. Okay, penalty-free and tax-free for 3 years. Okay, so within 3 years, you can repay that $100,000 back, or you can pay the taxes after 3 years. Okay, look, this is, I said it last week, I'll say it again. This is the biggest get out of Wall Street jail free card that's happened in my lifetime. I took money out of the 401ks and IRAs. I was not lucky enough to have this opportunity. I paid the penalty and I paid the taxes, and it hurt. But I'm telling you right now, it's the best financial move I ever made in my life. I am in control of my financial destiny, not Wall Street, not Washington, D.C. So, look, no penalty in 3 years to pay the taxes. That is the best opportunity in my lifetime to get money out of an IRA or out of a 401k. And you can put that money directly into real estate and start earning per the examples that I gave in the last segment. And if you missed that, go back and listen to the show on podcast and you can hear those again. I want you to understand one thing though, the way we invest, you need to get educated. Don't just take that $100,000 out and think that you can go throw it into some real estate without a plan, without a strategy. You need to get educated, okay? We don't buy land. We don't buy commercial real estate. We don't speculate. If the property does not cash flow, we don't purchase it. Okay. We don't purchase it. Essentially, our model sets us up to make money five different ways, five different channels, right? One is passive income. Two is equity capture. And they'll go over that at the free workshop, and they go into huge detail at our two-day seminar, our 16-hour seminar. We make it through mortgage pay down. When our resident pays us each month, we pay the mortgage down, right? We pay PITI, property, interest, taxes, and insurance, right? So we're paying down the note each month. Tax advantages, we talked about those. Huge, huge tax advantages as a real estate owner. And the appreciation, the natural appreciation. Apartment communities actually have an added value of forced appreciation. Okay. And yes, we continue to invest through a recession. We don't just sit back and watch, right? We're not just sitting there. Now, a lot of us are getting liquid and getting our powder dry, so to speak, so that we can take advantage of some upcoming opportunities. But look, when a multimillionaire, no correction, when dozens of multimillionaires tell me that the best time to buy real estate is in a recession, I tend to listen to them because they've been through this before. Okay. We have a little bit of time left. I want to, the last part of the show, I want to talk about unintended consequences quickly. And what concerns me is all these stimuli packages that Washington, that have been signed in Washington. I think I was reading something that Trump signed 52 bills in the last few weeks as a result of, this COVID Wuhan flu. There's going to be some unintended consequences. And what do I mean by that? Well, historically, Washington, D.C. overreacts. Am I saying they're overreacting now? No, I'm just saying historically, okay? We're going to have to wait and see what plays out on some of this. But I do know this, that when politicians get involved in an effort to make something better, a lot of times they make it worse for another group of people, or they make it worse for everybody. Perfect example, look at when the government jumped in and started guaranteeing college loans, if you can fog a mirror. What happened? The unintended consequences is you have people that are $100,000 in debt with a degree that they may not even be able to get a job in, or the job that they have might pay them $35,000, $40,000 a year, yet they have this mountain of debt. That's what I'm talking about, unintended consequences, because the effects of all these stimulus packages that those are going to have on us will be around for the next 5 or 10 years or longer. And I wonder what those will be. I truly believe that we're going to beat this coronavirus, and we're going to beat it quickly. But the next two generations are going to be living with the effects of Washington's actions. Okay. And these unintended consequences are going to create some uncertainty. And do you want to be in the stock market again, the house of straw? Or would you rather own 5, 10, 20 rent homes that are all paying you five different ways? Or would you rather be a partner in 5 or 10 or 20 apartment communities, right? That is the rock, my friend. That is the brick house. That is the stone house. But a lot of people, they're not going to change. I can hear them now. The market's coming back. The market's coming back. Look. Imagine you had $100. Corona pandemic hits, 100 turns into 70, right? A few days later, that $70 climbs back up to $80. Everyone gets excited. They're all, "Oh, the market's coming back." Look, you still lost, okay? No, but Mike, it's going to come back. Call me when you have $105, okay? Call me when the Dow is back at 30,000. Do you see that anytime in the near future? No. Again, my friend, 17 million people are unemployed. This virus may return. but we're not going to worry about it. And the wolf doesn't scare me at all, because my financial wealth is in bricks. Until next time, this is Mike Harrison. I want to remind you, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Happy Easter, and make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.